Hank, is the tourism-led recovery sustainable, and particularly in Orlando, where 85% of jobs were added in tourism-related fields?
Probably not. Not at that level, Matthew. It's clear that the growth in tourism is slowing, and therefore it's unlikely that the tourism sector can continue to be so propulsive in terms of Orlando's economy.
So do you think tourism is going to start losing jobs again? I mean, we're still in sort of positive growth at this stage, but will we see some jobs starting to shed from that sector in Orlando?
It's certainly possible, but very unlikely. The U.S. economy has weakened, and the pace of growth in tourism has slowed, but tourism is still expanding. And because it's such a large sector, even a small percentage change in the total number of visitors is a lot more warm bodies. And the tourism industry is very service-oriented, so it takes a lot of employees to be able to provide the quality that everybody expects.
Legoland just announced a major extension with a Star Wars theme. I'm just wondering, I mean, a theme park's going to have to keep coming up with these reinventions to keep those visitors coming through their gates?
They are, and they do, fortunately. We have a history here in Central Florida of seeing the attractions both freshen themselves and then add new things. A couple of years ago, the Harry Potter, a new attraction at Universal, created a big buzz, and it absolutely moved the numbers by 2 million additional visitors. And what tends to happen is it's a stair step. We don't fall back down again, we retain that level of visitation. So when Legoland adds a new set of attractions, we'll gain some more visitors. And it's almost on a permanent basis. And these attractions understand that dynamic, and so they're very aggressive in their capital spending and in their promotional spending.
And, of course, the big player in the area is Disney World, and they're sort of engaged, I understand, in a pretty big Fantasyland expansion at the moment. I mean, is this kind of like a theme park arms race, and can smaller, newer players like Legoland really keep up with the bigger, more established competitors there?
It is definitely an arms race. But yes, not only can a Legoland, which is a pretty big establishment, compete, but there's a big expansion coming from smaller attractions that are able to benefit from the volumes of tourists that come. We have the new go-kart track that has a major expansion that was announced, and that's a local business. So yeah, they can and do compete, but it's tough. They have to really be strong.
When you look at some of the other areas where there's expansion in Orange County and Orlando, I mean, the city and the county is trying to build up high-tech industries like medical technology. Do you think these kind of industries are compatible with something like tourism, the tourism sector?
They certainly are. And they're at different parts of the area geographically. The tourism industry is very sort of congregated down in the southwest sector near the airport. The high-tech and other things tend to be happening in other parts of the metro area, so they don't conflict at all.
Now, when you look at tourism growth numbers, in some areas it's actually slowing. And if you look at hotel occupancy rates, for example, Brevard County, those numbers are dropping. What does this mean for an area like Brevard County, which is trying to rebuild its space industry as well?
Well, it's something that they certainly don't need is another negative. Daytona Beach, too, same kind of problem with falling occupancy rates. So those are real issues for those communities. And especially in Daytona Beach and in and around Melbourne and Cocoa, they really need some substantial investment in order to be able to freshen up their products, much like the theme parks do.
And finally, what do you make of the recent announcement of the jobs figures last Friday and what that could do for the president's re-election chances or his rival Mitt Romney?
Well, it certainly helps the Republicans. The employment growth was much less than anybody expected. We're not showing much momentum. It appears that the Federal Reserve is going to make some additional moves to stimulate the economy. So generally speaking, all of that is better for the Republicans than the Democrats.